Chapter 9. Riley. The Parkers returned to Murphy's pub to eat, but the atmosphere was very different this time. Nobody was laughing or telling jokes that night. It was very quiet. When the Parkers walked in, everybody turned and gave them an angry look. Mr. Jackson was there. He went to the bar and asked for a drink.
"I'm not serving you," said the man behind the bar. "You're not welcome here."
"Go back to the United States," said another man. "We're very private people. We don't want tourists and souvenir shops here. They'll destroy our island."
Mr. Jackson's face was red. He took his coat and left the pub.
"Oh dear," said Clive. "We're selling the house to Mr. Jackson. Maybe we should leave too. Come on."
He took his coat and walked to the door, but a big man with a red beard stood in front of him.
"My name's Riley," the man said. "You're not going anywhere. Not until we talk."
Clive returned to the table and Riley sat opposite him.
"We don't want any trouble," said Riley. "We just want to protect our island. The men here are fishermen. That's how they support their families. They catch fish in the sea and collect shellfish from the rocks. Right now, there are enough fish for everybody, and we've got a quiet, clean island. But tourists will change all that. They'll throw rubbish in the sea and walk over the rocks. The island will be dirty and noisy, and there won't be any fish. We don't want that. We like our simple island."
"I can understand that," said Clive.
He tried to smile. Mary felt very uncomfortable. She put her hand on Clive's arm.
"Maybe we should find a nice, quiet family to buy the house, dear," she said to him.
Riley gave a big smile.
"Yes, maybe you should," he said. "Or just leave old Sarah in her house. She loves it."
The man behind the bar took three glasses from a shelf.
"Well, that's final," he said. "There won't be any tourists on this island. Let's celebrate. Free drinks for everybody."
Suddenly, the pub came to life. A musician started to play a violin, and everybody started talking. Riley took his glass and raised it in the air.
"Let's drink to our quiet little island," he said.
"To Kilmarnie Island,"
everybody said at the same time.
"Hey, that reminds me of a joke," Riley said to the Parkers. "A man called Paddy wanted to sell his house, so he called an estate agent. The estate agent wrote an advertisement and put it in the newspaper. When Paddy read the advertisement, he was amazed.
'Is this all true?'
he asked the estate agent. 'Yes, it is,' said the estate agent. 'Why do you ask?' 'Well,' answered Paddy, 'if my house is so wonderful, maybe I won't sell it.'"
Everybody laughed, including the Parkers. They all moved their feet to the music, and people started dancing. The Irish pub was a very happy place. The Parkers stayed there until 1 o'clock in the morning. That night, they all slept very well.